Spirit. Tuesday, encountering the Spirit of Truth. Wednesday, experiencing the Holy Spirit power. Thursday, experiencing freedom through the power of the Holy Spirit. Friday, encountering the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. Saturday, encountering the power of the Holy Spirit for service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And today, Sunday, he's claiming your Pentecost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We shall quickly read these two scriptures and then we'll pray. Joel chapter 2, 28 to 29. Joel chapter 2, the prophet Joel chapter 2, 28 to 29. It reads from the New King James. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. 29. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Amen. Now let's quickly go to Acts chapter 1 and read verse 8 then. Acts 1:8 from the same New King James it reads. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, number 1. And in all Judea, number 2. And Samaria, number 3. And to the end of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Father, this is the day that you have made, and we should be glad and rejoice in it. I stand here not on my own volition, but Lord, just because you have called. I pray that you put me outside, my God, and speak to your people. Empty me, my God, and speak, my God. And let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. And the church will say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, year after year, we go through this period of encounter with the Holy Spirit. But I don't know so far, thus far, if you have encountered any encounter with the Holy Spirit. We do it every year, and then it goes. It's like it's on the program, it comes and it goes. But today, my mission here this morning, that you will experience the Holy Spirit like you have never done before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't speak in tongues, I pray that the Lord will give you that gift.
Amen.
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 And if you do, that you experience the gifts that the Holy Spirit comes with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit comes with a whole boatload of gifts. But most of us are content with the speaking in tongues or whatever we have. But he still has a lot more to give. Hallelujah. Whosoever will. Whosoever will. He said, claiming your Pentecost. What is the Pentecost we're talking about? Pentecost is the celebration of the descent of the Holy Spirit on the disciples of Jesus after his ascension. Hallelujah. So that is Pentecost. And if you are, you can hear my voice this morning from wherever you are. And you are here and you are part of this church. Pentecost goes with our name, hallelujah, the Church of Pentecost, that will believe in whatever the day of Pentecost brought to God's people. Amen.
Amen.
So speaking in tongues is number one of it, hallelujah, and all the gifts that come with it. And the Lord is here today to distribute that gift one more time. Whosoever will, if you are willing, you will receive the gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Numbers 23:19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whatever comes from the word of God, either God spoke it directly or through his servants. So every single word that comes from the word of God is from God one way or the other. And he does not go down on his word. Whatever he says, he watches over his word to perform. Has he said it and will he not do it? So the onus is on you, is on me, to believe what God has said. If we believe it, it will happen. The timing is in God's hands, not in your hands. The timing is in God's hands. It is up to you to believe. You can get the impression in some Christian circles that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are given only to some believers. But the whole sweep of Scripture points in the other direction. Hallelujah. One of the great fulfilled promises of the Old Testament is that one day all of God's people, hallelujah, will receive the Holy Spirit in all his fullness. Let me pause here. If you say you are a Christian, what makes you a Christian? The Bible says that all have sinned, and because of that, we are falling short of the glory of God. And because of that, God came down to come and die for you and I. That whosoever believes, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believes, if you believe, if I believe, and you receive him, he gives you the power to become his child. Hallelujah. Amen. So before we move any further, have you received Jesus as your personal Savior, even as you hear my voice this morning? Before we talk about the gifts that the Holy Spirit comes and gives, have you received Jesus as your personal Savior? He says, as many as received him, he gave them power to become children of God. So your mama doesn't have to do it for you, or your daddy doesn't have to do it for you. Either your spouse cannot do it for you, but you have to do it yourself, nor your siblings. It's a one-on-one thing that you have to come to the knowledge or acknowledgement that you are a sinner and that you need a Savior. And that you need this Savior to come and save you. And when you open your mouth, as Romans says, if you will open your mouth and you will confess your sins, accept him that he is Lord, you become his child. And then the gifts that we are about to talk about, you will be a beneficiary. Wherever you are right now, if you have not accepted this Jesus, I'm throwing this challenge to you. I'll give you this opportunity right now to accept this Jesus as your personal Savior. He came to his own received him, but as many as received him. Whosoever will. Wherever you are, if you are ready to receive this Jesus, I want you to pray with me right now. Most of the time we do this after service, but we are doing this right now. Hallelujah. So that 100% you benefit from whatever will go on here. If you are ready to receive this Jesus, just pray with me right now. Lord Jesus, I realize that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. Thank you for coming. Thank you for dying for me. Today, I accept you as my personal Savior. And from this day, I purpose in my heart to walk with you. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I thank you for coming and thank you for dying for me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you have not done this before and you did this, now welcome to the fold. Welcome to the believers. Welcome to God's people. You are now a child of God. Nobody can say nothing. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the devil will say to you right now. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It wasn't always like this. That before the time of Christ, the Holy Spirit regenerated God's people and even dwelt in and among them. Before Christ came, he comes, he does his work, and he goes. Hallelujah. However, the Spirit was not present in all the fullness in the believers who lived before Christ. When it came to spiritual gifts, only select people enjoyed the Spirit's empowerment for ministry, usually particular leaders and usually for a limited period of time. Hallelujah. The gifts of the Spirit is not centered on just a select few. It's not only for elders. It's not only for deacons or deaconesses or whatever. Whosoever will. If you are here, you are a child, and you understand what I'm saying, and you have accepted Jesus and you want to receive this gift of tongues, you will receive it. Hallelujah. And the Lord can use you as much as he can use an elder or use anybody. It's a matter of you opening your heart. It's a gift. And a gift, the gift giver gives the gift to those who are willing to receive it. If I have a gift for you and you are not ready or you are not in receptive mode, how can you get it? Hallelujah. Amen. So you should be in a receptive mode, a mode where you are willing to receive that gift. When you do that, the rest is in the hands of the gift giver. So whenever he wants, he will give you that gift. Hallelujah. But you have to desire. You have to desire. If you do not speak in tongues, desire. Some of us have to go through a whole length before we receive this gift. But for some, they receive Jesus. And then even baptism, when they are water baptism, they receive this gift. For some, right when we are praying, they receive it. Some of us have to go through all night. We fasted all night, Ghana all night. That means go through all night prayer meeting. Hallelujah. From there to Legon Gardens, before I got the gift of tongues. Hallelujah. But for some, just it happened like that. So you have to, through fasting and all that. So you have to desire. Whosoever comes to God might believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So in everything, never, as Hebrews says, if you will seek him diligently, you will find him. Hallelujah. Diligently. The first scripture we read in Joel chapter 2, verse 28-29. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. It was holy time. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your sons and your daughters. So young ones sitting here, you can prophesy. Don't say that it's limited to only elders or leaders or those older ones. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit. Hallelujah. He says that, and it shall come to pass afterward. The after indicates the prophetic future. This word is a signal that the text was pointing to the messianic age. Hallelujah. Amen. Afterward, it shall come to pass that today you and I will be a beneficiary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, I will do a pour. Pour out is derived from the imagery of Israel's heavy winter rains. It speaks here of abundant provision. Hallelujah. He says he will pour. God is not limited to anything. The gifts are there for you for the benefit of the church. Today we are going to pray. Those who don't have that will get it. Hallelujah. And then when you get it, you use it to the glory of God. You don't keep it to yourself. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All flesh. He says all flesh. All flesh means all flesh. Hallelujah. All flesh, that anticipating the inclusion of both Jews and Gentiles in one body in Christ. Both Jews, Gentiles, whatever, in all flesh. He says, I will pour out my on all flesh. Don't limit yourself. Hallelujah. Desire, so that God is waiting for you to get that gift so that he will use you for his glory, for his kingdom business. Don't limit yourself. Don't say, oh, you've tried for some years now. You haven't gotten it, so it's not for you. No. That's a lie of the devil. Hallelujah. The gifts are there for you for your taking. Keep believing. God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When it comes to God, there is no time. Amen. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. Hallelujah. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. Now, let's quickly read Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Let me read something from there. Ephesians 2. Categorize all my scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. In my Bible. Ephesians 2. Okay, it's over there. Let's read from verse 11. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, made in the flesh by hands. Continue. Please keep going. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Keep going, please, quickly. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off, hallelujah, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Amen. Keep going. Amen. For he himself is our peace, Amen. Who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Hallelujah. Amen. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. Keep going. And that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross. Therefore, thereby putting to death the enmity. Go ahead. And he came and he preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. Hallelujah. For through him we both have access, hallelujah, by one spirit to the Father. Don't limit yourself, hallelujah. Don't limit yourself because God is here today to bless you. Let's keep reading. Keep reading, please. We are going up to 3 verse 6. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens, hallelujah, Amen. With the saints and members of the household of God. Hallelujah. Brethren, even as I preach, just open your heart and God will touch you. Before the preaching ends, you'll receive the anointing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, keep going, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of Christ in the Spirit. Keep going, please, keep going. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, hallelujah. Do you know you are a Gentile? If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you. Keep going, please. We are going up to verse 6. How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery as I have briefly written already. Keep going. By which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men. Hallelujah. It wasn't made known to them. But now, brethren, we have everything on the table. Hallelujah. Doing my research for this is easy. Look at the internet. You go back. And then, hallelujah. Amen. First, you have to struggle. But just, hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Take advantage of what is at your hand right now. And 100% for the benefit of the church. For the benefit of the saints, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. Now verses, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, hallelujah. You are here, hallelujah, of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Now, the references to male and female, old and young, slave and free, not to mention the explicit all flesh, draw attention to the sweeping extent of this anointing. Oh, God, that this mask cry, be Jaisha. It will be quite unlike anything Israel had seen in its history. Amen. Well, with the birth of Christ, that prophecy begins to be fulfilled. John the Baptist heralds Christ's arrival by announcing that Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And that one, when you go to Luke 3:16, you will see that over there. Hallelujah. Now, and then sure enough, on the day of Pentecost, after Jesus ascended, the Spirit is given to all his fullness, to all the disciples. Now, Acts 1:8, that's what we read. The promise of the Holy Spirit Just before Jesus' ascension, he told his disciples in Acts 1 that you shall receive power. Hallelujah. You shall receive power. Brethren, the reason why we read the scripture for Numbers, for you to know that Jesus said it, and you will see that this was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2. We'll go back, we'll go there. But he said, you shall receive power. God doesn't lie. As he said it, will he not do it? Jesus said, this is from the mouth of Jesus. He said that you shall receive what? Power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Amen. And then when you receive that power, you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, number one, like we read, Samaria, number two, and to the end of the what? Of the earth. Hallelujah. You shall receive power. Power to preach the gospel. Power that you are not afraid. You are not afraid. Brooklyn Terminal, the song is, I'm not afraid of the darkness. Whom shall I fear? If God be for me, what shall we say to this things? What shall we say to this things? I'm not afraid anymore. Oh, I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid of the darkness. Whom shall I fear? If God be for me, what shall we say to this things? What shall we say to this things? I'm not afraid anymore. Oh, I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid of the darkness. Whom shall I fear? If God be for me, what shall we say to this things? What shall we say to this things? I'm not afraid anymore. Oh, I'm not afraid anymore. You shall receive power. Getting saved is not all there is. The Holy Spirit has far more to offer than our mind can even comprehend. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues, the various gifts of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is an enabler. Hallelujah. He said, power to take the gospel to the end of the earth. And that scripture, Jesus, when you go deep, he was talking about power to spread the gospel from Jerusalem where they were, going to Judea, to Samaria, to the end of the world. Hallelujah. He said, you will be witnesses in Christ's command to his disciples to tell others about Israel, about him, regardless of the consequence. Regardless of the consequence, he gave them the power. He said that they will receive a power to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. To be witnesses to him. And we see that later on, the disciples, what they went through due to the propagation of the gospel. They received power, boldness. Peter, who was chicken, as we're going to read, he was no longer a chicken. Boldly, he preached the gospel. He denied Christ before. But when the power, the promise that Jesus made came to pass, he was a different person. Today, may you receive that power. The power of boldness that will not stop you from propagating the word to those who have not heard it. Hallelujah. For making your light shine. For you to receive. Be ready to receive the gifts. The gifts of the Holy Spirit that God has ready for his people. Now, witness. He says witness, that shall be my witnesses. The witness here we see is from the Greek root word. It says martys, or M-A-R-T-Y-S. And in the English, it means martyr. Hallelujah. It is someone who embodies the example of Jesus by being willing to die for what they believe. being willing to die for what they believe. Are you an apologist of the gospel? Are you able to defend what you believe? Or you are someone who just cut out somewhere along the line? May the Lord, the Spirit of God, give you that power, that boldness to preach the gospel, boldness to receive the anointing. And what God gives them to you, use them for his glory. Hallelujah. Use them for his glory. Today, people have received all these gifts. Instead of using for the glory of God, for their own benefit. God forbid. Hallelujah. God forbid. Shall we read Romans chapter 12? Romans chapter 12, we are reading from verse 3 to 8. Romans 12, 3 to 8. Let's see other stuff that the Spirit of the Lord gives. The Holy Spirit, when he comes, and stop some of the stuff that he gives. All this. Now, scientists tell us that the brain can, what the brain can do, we are not utilizing it for nothing. Hallelujah. Far beyond. The Holy Spirit has a whole bunch of stuff to give us for the expansion of the kingdom of God, for the propagation of the gospel, but we are content with where we are. Today, if you are willing and you open, the Lord will touch you. The Lord will bless you. Hallelujah. And he will give you the gift. I need no other argument. Need no blame. It is enough.
Jesus died, and that he died for me.
As far.
Resting place, not in device, not green. I trust the ever-living one.
His words for me
shall please.
Romans chapter 12. Chapter 12, I'm reading from verse 3 to 8. Romans 12, 3 to 8. It reads, Romans 12, 3 to 8. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep going, please. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one body. Amen.
Amen.
Having then gifts differing according to the grace. Hallelujah. Somebody say grace.
Grace.
According to the grace that is given to us. So even as you are not desiring for it, we are all, the church is waiting for you to desire for yours so that you will benefit the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us use them. In prophecy, let us prophesy.
Amen.
In proportion to our faith, keep going. Our ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And whenever Dr. Wolfram starts here and teaches, I am moved, hallelujah. Amen. You see, when the gift is there and the gift is operating, desire, desire, desire. Hallelujah. Let us also go to 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 11, because we are going to pray. My mission here today for us to pray, so I will not waste time. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 11. 1 to 11. These are all gifts that the Holy Spirit is ready to give you. Is ready to give you. God doesn't want to hold it. He says, if you as human beings, you know when your children ask you for bread, you don't give them stone. How much more God? How much more God? Who has all these gifts? What is he going to do with them if you don't ask for it and you don't use it? For the benefit of the church. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12. I'm reading from verse 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Okay, keep going. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols. However, you were led. Amen. Keep going. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Keep going. We are going all the way to verse 11. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You don't jealous your brother, you don't jealous your sister, but you together, you claim yours, and together we work for God. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. Amen.
Amen.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Keep going. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Swoon. The same Spirit in Ochiche, no? Ochiche, the same Spirit, hallelujah.
Amen.
Giving it out, giving it out, giving it out. To another, the working of the miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, different kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues, hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as it was. Brethren, let us stand up. I just have to pause here. We are going to pray. I need order. Argument. I need order. Bye.